Gentlemen, we are currently on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, right? We are in the middle of a discussion of what do you do if Rosh Chodesh Adar and Parshas Shkolim fall on during Parshas Tetzaveh. Says, and we've just heard the opinion of Abaye that what you should really do is you should read six Aliyos, including Parshas Shkolim, which comes immediately after Parshas Tetzaveh, and then the seventh Aliyah should be Parshas Shkolim again. That way people will understand you're reading Parshas Shkolim to announce the Shkolim for a special reason and not just because it's the next thing that came in the Torah. Meisive, we have a response. Chali yos beparsha smuchala bein milfaneya bein milacharea korum beisaf echoch leneisa. Says, if kizisa falls on, if parshas kizisa, regular parshas kizisa, parshas shavua kizisa falls either before or immediately after Rosh Chodesh Adar, and here we're saying it's immediately after, right? The case of if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Parshas Tetzaveh, then Kisisa is going to be the immediately after. Then you just read Parshas Shkolim twice. Right? You read it and you repeat it. Bishlam ala Abaye Nicha. This makes sense for Abaye. Abaye said that on Parshas Tetzaveh, you'll read Kisisa at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh in the sixth Aliyah, and then you'll read it again in the seventh Aliyah. Ela le Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Kashya, but what does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha think this means? Amr lach Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha ula Abaye minicha tinach lefaneya leacharea heichim ashkachasla. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, but I don't understand. This doesn't work for Abaye because I understand if Parshas Tetzaveh, which is the parsha before Kisisa, falls on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and therefore you encounter this problem where somebody's really going to think you're reading Parshas Shkolim just because the next thing that happened in the Torah and not because of Parshas Shkolim. Right? However, According to Abaye, what's the case of when Parshas Shkolim is going to be before when you've got Kisisa and then you have Rosh Chodesh afterwards in Parshas Vayakel? Ela ma'isach le'emar. Rather, what do you mean? Kofla b'shabbasos chachinah mean kofla b'shabbasos. In such a case, Abaye must be saying that you read it twice. You read Kisisa, and then you read Beshabbat, the next Shabbos, Kisisa again. So to hear, you read Kisisa, and then you read it the next Shabbos. Right? Now, it's Kofla doesn't mean during one Shabbos, it means that you read it twice in a very short period of time, within a 2-week period. Chali yos bechisisa asma. What if it actually happens on Kisisa? What happens if a fresh Chodesh Adar falls on Parashas Kisisa? Amar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Karu shisa min vasisa. And Vayakel. Says then you should read six from the Asisa after Parshas Shkolim until the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, and you'll go back and read the seventh Aliyah as Parshas Shkolim, which is really what really happened before. Maskifla Abaye, Abaye responded, Hashta Amri Lem Mafriyahu Dekari. Abaye will say he read it in the wrong order. That means you can read generally the Sefer Torah in the wrong order, and we know that's not true. El Amra Abaye, Abaye said, Karushisa Ad Vayakel, you read six Aliyahs until Vayakel. V'chad tani v'kari michisisa ad v'asisa. And one aliyah, you will read again Parshas Shkolim, which is the beginning of the same parsha. Tanya kavosei abad Abaye, we have a brisa which says, like, Abaye chali yis v'chisisa asma, if Parshas Shkolim fell off chisisa. Right, korino yitzah v'kofen yitzah. You read it twice during that same Shabbos. Fine. Quote from the Mishnah, chali yis b'soicha Shabbos makdim l'shabbos shavra. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week, not on Shabbos, then you read Parshas Shkolim the week before. Itzmar, we have Rosh Chodesh Adar shechali yos be'erev Shabbos, Rav Amar makdim Shmuel Amar me'acharin. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell on erev Shabbos on Friday, then there's a machlokes. Rav says you probably read it on the previous Shabbos, and Shmuel said you read it the next day. Rav Amar makdim in Dame Cain batzrihu yomi shulchanos. Rav says why do you read it earlier? Because if not, you won't have a full 2 weeks before the money changers are setting up their tables. And we said that as well. That's the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, remember? Shmuel Amar, Me'acharin. Shmuel says, you delay the Kriya until the next day. Amar lach, Soif chamisar be'mali shabsa, Mikla v'shalchoes le'nafki, Ad chad be'shaba, Hilchach me'acharin. Says Shmuel, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday, then the 15th of Shabbos, when the money-changing tables would usually be set up, will be on a Shabbos. Therefore, they're not going to set up these tables on Shabbos, they'll set them up on Sunday, which is the 16th. Therefore, they'll be, even if you read it on Shabbos, there's still a full 2 weeks before the money-changing tables are set up, because the money-changing tables are also being delayed by a day. Therefore, there's no problem, you can delay it. Today we have our Mishnah. Kol yoyis besoicha Shabbos makdimin l'shavur mafsikin l'shabbos acheres. Says the Gemara didn't ask the question. Why? Didn't our Mishnah say that if it falls during the week, you read Parshas Shalom l'shabbos before, and you take a break from these special parshiyos the next week, and you read just Parshas Shavuah? May lava filu be'er Shabbos. Doesn't this mean even if it falls on Friday, which is the day before Shabbos? Like besoicha Shabbos dafka. No, it means really in the middle. It means from Sunday through Thursday. Tashma, we have a brisa. Izu Shabbos arishona chol shechal rosh chodesh adar liyos besicha ve'afilu be'erev Shabbos. Says we have another bright mission brisa which says, right? What counts as the first Shabbos? Right, what counts as the first week of Adar? Anyone where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in the middle of the week, V'afilu b'Erev Shabbos, and even on Friday. Right, doesn't this tell us that Erev Shabbos, Friday, is similar to the middle of the week? Right, just as in, if Rosh Chodesh Adar fell in the middle of the week, we would bring the Kris Torah earlier, onto the previous Shabbos. So too, on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, we'll bring the Kris Torah earlier to the previous Shabbos. Amar Shmuel, bah. It says Shmuel. The Brisa really should have said, bah. It shouldn't have said Besecha. That way, wouldn't need the Besecha and Erev Shabbos aren't synonymous, but an Erev Shabbos in it, an Erev Shabbos. But Betecha means in the middle, and not just during, right? So it can't be Friday, because Friday's not in the middle, it's right at the end. V'chein tan levi Shmuel, bah. And also, in the base Midrash Shmuel, they learned this Braisa saying bah, and not Betecha. Kesanai. And this is really similar to a Machlikas Tanaim, right? It says, Mesargin le'Shabbos Dri Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Emer Ein Mesargin. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, "You can skip Shabbos in these four in these order of four Shabbos." You don't need to have all four parashiyos one next to the other. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, "No, you need to have them all next to the other. You cannot skip a single one." So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel. It's really a machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I'm a Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said on this issue, "Imasayani omerei mesagin." When do I say that you really can't skip a single Shabbos? Bizman shechali yos be'erev Shabbos. Bizman shechali yos be'soicha Shabbos. Makdim v'korim mishav shavraf al pi shehu shvat. Right? Says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, when do I say you can't skip a single Shabbos? When Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday. However, if it falls on any other day of the week prior to Friday, then you're ready. You bring Parashat Shkalim before and read it before Rosh Chodesh, not afterwards, even though you're reading it during Shvat and not during Adar. So it's exactly the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel and Rav disagreeing about what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi disagreed about. L'maaseh we pass in like Rav against Shmuel. B'shnia Zachor. On second Shabbos already we read Zachor. Itzmor. Purim Shechali Yoyz Be'er Shabbos. Rav Amar Machdim in Parashat Zachor. Shmuel Amar Acharon. Same Machlokes, right? We disagreeing. If Shmuel falls on Friday, then Rav says you bring Parashat Zachor to the Shabbos before Purim, and Shmuel says the Shabbos afterwards. Rav Amar Machdim in Kehechi De'Leisik De'Masi El Zechira. V'Shmuel Amar Acharon Amar Lach. Kevin De'ika Mukaf in Davdi Be'chami Sarasiyev Zechira Be'hadi Adadi Ka'asyan. So Rav said the reason why you have to bring it earlier, you have to say the Shabbos before, is because you don't want to put the doing, the wiping out of Amalek, which happened on Purim itself, before the remembering of Amalek, right, which is written in the Parsha. Therefore, the remembering of Amalek must happen before you are actually eradicating Amalek, so therefore Parsha Zachor has to fall before Purim. And Shmuel says the opposite. He says that no, you would make it a little bit later. Why? Because remembering Amalek is going to fall on the 15th in such a case. The 15th is still Purim, and therefore they're really falling. The remembering Amalek and the eradication of Amalek can fall on the same day. It just can't be that the remembering is afterwards. Tanami we have a Mishnah. Beshnia Zachar. On the second Shabbos, Zachar. Beha Mikla Reish Yarcha Beshabbos. Mikla Purim. Be'er Shas Ve'Kasani B'Shnia Zachor. says the Mishnah specifically contemplates a case where Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos, in which such a case, Purim will inevitably be on a Friday because it's the 14th. And therefore, in such a case, Purim is on Friday, and it says that the second Shabbos of the month is going to be Parshas Zachor, which means that it's clearly the Shabbos before Purim, if Purim falls on a Friday, which seems to be a good proof against Shmuel. Amar Rav Papa said, "My Shnia Lafsaka." Shmuel says, "No, Shnia doesn't mean the second Parshas Shabbos of the month. It's the second Shabbos after a break. We have Parshas Shkolim, which falls on Rosh Chodesh, then we have a break, then we have Parshas Zachor. Tashma, we have a brisa. Ezu Shabbos Shnia Kol Shechal Purim Liyos Besecha VeAfilu BeErev Shabbos." So the Gemara, what's the second Shabbos? Any Shabbos, what's the second week? Any week which has Purim within it. And even if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, my love, Erev Shabbos, do me tzecha, ma tzecha, makdim, minav, Erev Shabbos, makdim. Doesn't that mean that Shmuel, that Erev Shabbos Friday is similar to Besoich in the middle of the week? Just as in the middle of the week, we bring Parshas Zachor to the Shabbos before, so too, if Purim falls on Friday, we bring Parshas Zachor to the Shabbos before. Amar Shmuel Bach, v'kein tana d'vei Shmuel Bach. Shmuel said, no, it shouldn't say Besoich, it shouldn't say in the middle, it said Bach, in the week. Right, and therefore, Erev Shabbos Friday is during the week. However, if it said Besoich in the middle of the week, that excludes Friday. V'chein tana d'vei Shmuel, and in general, they taught him the house of Shmuel Bach, and not, they didn't say Bach during, they didn't say in the middle. If Purim actually fell on Shabbos, Amar Rav Huna, Divrei Hakolim Makdim in Rav Nachman Bar Rachmara Adain Hi Machlekes. Right? What if Purim actually fell on Shabbos? It's something that can't happen in our calendar, but it could happen in their calendar because they established the new month not based on a set mathematical calculation, but based on Edus, right? So in such a case, right, what would be the din? Would you say read Parshas Zachor on Purim on the Shabbos, which is actually Purim, or would you read it the week before? Says Rav Huna, everybody would agree that you don't bring it to the previous Shabbos. And Rav Nachman says, no, they're still disagreeing. Rav would still say you bring it to the previous Shabbos, and Shmuel would say you don't. Ismar Nami, you could say a similar vein. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said the name of his father, Rabbi Abba, who said the name of Rav. Purim Shechal Yoyz B'Shabbos, if Purim falls on Shabbos, Makdimim V'Kabakdim V'Korei B'Shabbos Shavra Zachar. And the previous Shabbos, you'll read Zachor. And again, we pass in like Rav. Bishlishis, Paro Aduma Vachli. On the third Shabbos, we read Parashas Paratan, Nu Rabban, and Ezui Shabbos Shlishis, Kol Shis Bucha Purim, Lepurim Me'achareya. Right, it says, and which, what's the Parashas Shlishis? What's the third Parashas? What's the third Shabbos? Any Shabbos which is immediately after Purim. Itzmar. This is going to be Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said it'll be the Shabbos right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're not disagreeing. Ha, the Ikler Rosh Chodesh Nisan be Shabbos, ha, the Ikler be Emsa Shabbos. The disagreement is whether Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos or not. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, then you don't need to read Parashas HaChodesh before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You can read it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself, in which case you can read Parashas Parah the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But if you're reading Parashas HaChodesh the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls in the middle of the week, then you have to read Parashas Parah 2 weeks, or you could have 2 weeks, two Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, and the reason why is because the reason for Parashas Parah before Parashas Chodesh is because we're telling people to be metar themselves before they can bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore, Parashas Chodesh mentions the Korban Pesach, right, and therefore Parashas Parah has to always come the week before Parashas HaChodesh. B'Revi'i, on the fourth Shabbos, HaChodesh HaZelachem, we read the HaChodesh HaZelachem, Parashas HaChodesh. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a braisa, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliyas Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Korin Kisisa. Right, we read Kisisa. Ooh, Maftir Parshas Shkolim. Maftir and Yoyada Kohen. And where the Haftorah is Yoyada Kohen. Where is Yishabas Rishona? And what's the first week? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos B'Secha. any week which has Rosh Chodesh Adar with it. V'afil b'Rav Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, and even on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Shni b'shniya zachor maftirin pakadeti. We read Parsha Zachor, and we have the Haftorah of pakadeti, right? Baruch is saying he remembers what Amalek did when they tried to destroy us when we left Mitzrayim. Right? And so Shaul HaMelech was given a mitzvah to destroy Amalek forever, which he did not fulfill, of course. Vezuhi Shabbos Shnia. And what counts as the second week? Kol Shechal Purim Liyos Besoicha V'Afilu B'Rav Shabbos. That's for the week that has Purim in it, and even on Friday on Erev Shabbos, Bishlishis on the third. On the third week, Para Adumo Maftir V'Zarakti. Right. On the third Shabbos, we read Parshas Paro Maftirin V'Zarakti Aleichem. My apologies. So we have on the third Shabbos we have Parshas Para, and we read the pasuk where Asaraki Alechem and I pour you Mayim Torim, pure waters, Utar Temi Kol Tomei Sechem Kol Alechem Atareschem, and you will be purified of all of your tumah, of all your impurities, and of all of your disgusting things or whatever, any sins, right? The Bnei Israel, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be Metaheras, right? So he's throwing us at us Mayim that's similar to Para, sounds very similar to Para Duma. Ve'ezui Shabbos Shlishin, so what's the third week? Kol Shesmuchel Purim Acharei. That's the third Shabbos, which is right after Purim, usually. Right? Berviyis, right? The fourth Shabbos, Berviyis HaChodesh HaZeh, we read HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, Rishon HaChodesh HaZechem, Waftirin Kol Amar Hashem Elohim Barishon Be'echad LaChodesh. Right? And we read from the Haftorah, Kol Amar Adinai Elohim Barishon Be'echad LaChodesh Tikach Par B'makar Tamim V'chatas Etz HaMikdash. Right, from Yechezkel, that on the first day of the month, we will take, you will bring a par, right, a pure par without any mum, and a chatas to the Mikdash. Right, so it's also talking about a korban on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's similar to a Chodesh HaZelachem Beizu, he Shabbos reviews. And what's the fourth par of Shabbos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Liyos Besoicha V'afil B'Rav Shabbos. That's the Shabbos which has, the week which has Rosh Chodesh Nisan within it. And even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Friday, Shkoyach, gentlemen, a good Shabbos, and I'll see you tomorrow. We have Chabura right before, right after, Mincha.